my own body. Its darkness, its smell, and its quiet were part of me. In a sense, I knew the well better than I knew Kumiko. Her memory was still fresh, of course. If I closed my eyes, I could bring back the details of her voice, her face, her body, the way she moved. I had lived in the same house with her for 6 years, after all. But still, I felt there were things about her that I could not bring back so clearly. Or perhaps I simply could not be sure that what I was remembering was correct, just as I could not recall with certainty the curve in the tail of the cat when he came back. I sat on the edge of the well, thrust my hands into my coat pockets, and surveyed my surroundings once again. It felt as if a cold rain or snow might begin falling at any time. There was no wind, but the air had a deep chill to it. A flock of little birds raced back and forth across the sky in a complex pattern, as if painting a hieroglyph, and then, with a rush, they were gone. Soon I heard the low rumble of a jet, but the plane stayed invisible above the thick layer of clouds. On such a dark, overcast day, I could go into the well without worrying that the sunlight would hurt my eyes when I came out. Still, I went on sitting there for some time, doing nothing. I was in no hurry. The day had hardly begun. Noon would not be here for a while. I gave myself up to thoughts that came in no particular order as I sat on the edge of the well. Where had they taken the bird sculpture that used to be in this yard? Was it decorating another yard now, still urged on by an endless, pointless impulse to soar into the sky? Or had it been discarded as junk when the Miyawaki's house was demolished last summer? I recalled the piece fondly. Without the sculpture of the bird, I felt the yard had lost a certain subtle balance. When I ran out of thoughts, after 11, I climbed down the steel ladder into the well. I set foot on the well bottom and took a few deep breaths, as always, checking the air. It was the same as ever, smelling of mold, but breathable. I felt for the bat where I had left it propped against the wall. It was not there. It was not anywhere. It had disappeared, completely, without a trace. I lowered myself to the well floor and sat leaning against the wall, sighing. Who could have taken the bat? Cinnamon was the only possibility. He was the only one who knew of its existence, and he was the only one who would think to climb down into the well. But what reason could he possibly have for taking the bat away? This was something I could not comprehend. One of many things I could not comprehend. I had no choice today but to go ahead without the bat. That would be all right. The bat was, after all, just a kind of protective talisman. Not having it with me would pose no problem. I've managed to get into that room without it, hadn't I? Once I presented these arguments to myself, I pulled on the rope that closed the lid of the well. I folded my hands on my knees and closed my eyes in the darkness. As it happened last time, I was unable to achieve the mental concentration I wanted. All kinds of thoughts came crowding in, blocking the way. To get rid of them, I tried thinking about the pool, the 25-meter indoor pool where I went for exercise. I imagined myself doing laps of the crawl there. I'm not aiming for speed, just using a quiet, steady stroke over and over again. I bring my elbows out with a minimum of noise and splashing, then stroke gently, fingers first. I take water into my mouth and let it out slowly, as if breathing underwater. After a while, I feel my body flowing naturally through the water, as if riding on a soft wind. The only sound reaching my ears is that of my own regular breathing. I'm floating on the wind like a bird in the sky, looking down at the earth below. I see distant towns and tiny people and flowing rivers. A sense of calm envelops me, a feeling close to rapture. Swimming is one of the best things in my life. It has never solved any problems, but it has done no harm, and nothing has ever ruined it for me. Swimming. Just then, I heard something. I realized I could hear a low, monotonous hum in the dark, something like the droning of insect wings. But the sound was too artificial, too mechanical to be insect wings. It had subtle variations in frequency, like tuning changes in a shortwave broadcast. I held my breath and listened, trying to catch its direction. It seemed to be coming from a fixed point in the darkness and at the same time from inside my own head. The border between the two was almost impossible to determine in the deep darkness. While concentrating all my attention on the sound,